So we recap the verses we discussed yesterday. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم أنشأنا من بعدهم قرونا آخرين. Then after them we created other generations. So Allah spoke about Nuh alayhi salam and then spoke about another prophet. He does not mention, scholars say it could be it could be Hud alayhi salam, or it could be Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah talks about how their leaders did the same thing and made the same objections and how they met the same end of destruction. So, and after them we create other generations. مَا تَسْبِقُ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلَهَا وَمَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ. No community can forestall its appointed term, nor can it delay it. If you reject your messenger, if you reject the message of Allah, if you remain persistent in the disobedience of Allah, there will come a time when you will meet your destruction and you cannot delay it or bring it forward by a second. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا تَتْرَى. Then we continued sending our messengers one after the other. So even though mankind was rejecting in the main, Allah has continued to send Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Kullama ja'a ummatan rasuluha kadhabuhu. Whenever a nation's messenger came to him, they rejected him. Fa atba'na ba'dahum ba'da. So we made them follow one another. Wa ja'alnahum ahadith. And we made them into mere tales. Meaning, we continued to send prophets. They continued to reject. Then they became like each other in that they were destroyed. And what was left of them? Footnote in history, mere tales. فَبُعْدًا لِقَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So away with those people who do not believe. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى وَأَخَاهُ هَارُونَ. Then as part of the chain of continuously sending messengers, we sent Musa and his brother Harun عليهم السلام بِآيَاتِنَا, with our signs, وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ, and an open mandate, إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ, to Pharaoh and his chiefs, فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَالِينَ. But they vexed pride and they were a haughty people. فَقَالُوا. What did they say? Similar to what the leaders of the previous nation said, because they feared losing their positions. أَنُؤْمِنُ لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَبِدُونَ. Should we believe in two humans who are just like us while they're people at our service? These two, Musa and Harun, come from the Banu Israel. The Banu Israel are subjugated by us. They work for us. And we must now accept that the Prophet will come from amongst them and that Prophet is a human like us. Not going to happen. فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. So they rejected both of them. فَكَانُوا مِنَ الْمُحْلَكِينَ. And they also became of those who were destroyed. Like what happened with the Anbiya prior. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ. After Fir'aun was destroyed, Allah says, we gave Musa the book, the Torah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. So that they may find the way, meaning the Banu Israel, and change this cycle. But the Banu Israel did the same. Then eventually came Isa alayhi salam, and that's the verse that we unpack for today, verse 50, the last verse of the third ruku of Suratul Mu'minun. وَجَعَلْنَا ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً وَأَوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَى رَبْوَةٍ ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ. We made the son of Maryam and his mother a sign. We gave them refuge on a high ground and a place of rest and following water and flowing water. How was he a sign? He was a sign of the power of Allah, that he was born without a father. This has been explained in detail in Surah Al-Imran and Surah Maryam, which passed not too long ago. وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَىٰ رَبْوَىٰ. Allah says, we gave them refuge on a high ground. Why did they need refuge? Because there was a tyrant. Different names have been given for the tyrant. Some say his name was Hirdos, others have given other names. When he found out, an astrologer told him that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would grow up to be a leader. You see, those in position of leadership, they fear anyone with potential because they fear that their reign would come to an end. They become paranoid. That's exactly what happened with Fir'aun when he was told that a boy from the Banu Israel will bring his kingdom to its knees. So he wanted to harm Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and his mother Maryam radiallahu anha was inspired by Allah and she took him to a high ground. Now where is this high ground where they took refuge? Some say it's the same high ground where she took refuge when she was expecting Isa alayhi salam and had to give birth to him. Allah talks about in Surah Maryam, فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّ وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيَّ. That a voice called out to her from beneath her saying, do not grieve. Your sustainer has provided a stream below you. So shake the trunk of the palm tree towards you, whereby it will drop ripe dates upon you. And a stream or river was flowing below and a palm tree was nearby. So either this high ground was here, this very same place, in Quds. Or some say it was in Damascus. Some say it was Egypt. And Egypt is considered high ground because the river Nile flows through it. And if the river Nile, if it was not high ground, it would be totally you know, covered by the water of the River Nile. So whether it's Damascus or whether it was in Palestine or whether it is in Egypt, Allah knows best, but he was given refuge there. And Allah made, you know, available all the amenities for them. Where it was definitely not was Kashmir. There's an Iranian belief that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam waliyadu billah is buried in Kashmir. Firstly, he's not buried anywhere because he's not die, as is the belief of Muslims. He was uplifted to the heavens. And there's this Iranian belief that there's the Kanyar district of Srinagar, which is the capital of Kashmir. There is a grave that is popularly known as Yuz Asaf, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And they say that's the grave of Isa alayhi salam, or some say it's a certain prophet. It is no such thing. It's a prince who came from another place and who was buried there.